Tuesday, May 30th. Good day. I'm Jerry Miller with this report of Black Forest Broadcasting News. Penn State says we'll have a mixture of clouds and sun today. Chance of afternoon shower or thunderstorm, a high in the low 70s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon showers, a high in the low 70s. And on Thursday, mostly sunny, a little cooler with a high in the upper 60s.
It is May 30th, and on this day in 1783, the Pennsylvania Evening Post, first published by Benjamin Town in Philadelphia, was the first daily newspaper to hit the stands 234 years ago today. In today's news, an electrical short is blamed for a fire which caused some $150,000 in damage to a home on the Windfall Road in Eldred Township Saturday night. Investigators found the blaze originated in an outlet behind the dishwasher in the kitchen of the home of Michael and Teresa Kramer and ignited surrounding cabinets before moving into the ceiling. Firefighters from several area departments battled the fire, which was
discovered by the owners when they returned home from town and from a side window saw flames in the kitchen.
After 9 p.m., there were no injuries, and the loss is covered by insurance. Countersport Bay State Police are looking for several suspects in connection to a simple assault allegedly occurring Friday night in a dirt pull-off on Route 6 near the Pottawatomie County line in Pike Township. Troopers say a 27-year-old Gailton man arrived at that location to speak to one of the men and was punched and kicked by 9 male suspects, who then fled the scene in 2 unknown vehicles in an unknown direction. And 44-year-old Tracy Damon of Shingle House has been cited for harassment in connection to an incident allegedly taking place Saturday night in the parking lot at Sweden Valley Manor. Authorities claim that Damon became involved in an argument with 25-year-old woman from Port Allegheny. Troopers at the Ridgeway Barracks have charged 59-year-old Todd Hayes of Wilcox with harassment in connection to an incident reportedly taking place on the night of May 22nd along Market Road in Wilcox. Authorities claim that Hayes entered the home of Darlene Fruenfinger and shoved her during a disagreement. A criminal mischief taking place on Grant Street in Weedville over the weekend is under investigation by troopers at the Ridgeway Barracks. Sometime between Friday afternoon and Monday morning, vandals used mechanical grease and wrote on a garage owned by Tanya Schlim, located on Grant Street in Weedville. Minor injuries were reported for one driver, for a passenger involved following a collision Saturday night on the Shelby Summit Road in Fox Township, Elk County. State police said the collision occurred when Timothy Rhodes of Ridgeway was allowed his Pontiac G6 to run into the back of a Saturn SL1 driven by Walter Bimel of Kersey, which had slowed to make a right turn into a private drive. Both drivers were unhurt. However, Angela Rhodes suffered minor injuries but apparently did not require treatment at a medical facility. Kane Bay State Police say that John Popovich, 74-year-old John Popovich of Johnstown, escaped injury in a one-vehicle accident Saturday afternoon on the Port Emporium Road in Liberty Township. Popovich was going north and
swerved his Toyota Camry to avoid a dog.
The car slid off the road, struck a ditch and fire hydrant before stopping. Both drivers escaped injury in a collision occurring Saturday night on Route 446 in Eldred Township, McKean County. State police say that collision occurred when Norman Brewer of Eldred was traveling north on Route 446 and his Chevy Cavalier struck a deer, causing it to roll across the road, which was then hit by a Honda Civic driven by Ashley Woodruff of Port Allegheny. Again, both drivers and passengers escaped injury. Kane Bay State Police did not release the name of a 59-year-old quarryman who was hurt in a one-vehicle crash last night on Route 321 about 5 5 miles south of State Route 346 in Corydon Township, McKean County. Troopers say that the driver was traveling south when he fell asleep at the wheel of his 2001 Ford F-250, causing the truck to go off the road and strike a tree. He was taken from the scene and later flown to Hammett Medical Center in Erie for treatment of unknown injuries. And Emporian Bay State Police say that a teen driver from that town and his passenger were unhurt in a one-vehicle crash on the Street Creek Road about 3.5 miles south of Chalmette Grade Road in Jones Township, Elk County, early Saturday morning. 19-year-old Wesley Bainey was negotiating a right curve when he saw a deer standing along the shoulder and swerved to avoid hitting the whitetail, causing his Ford F-150 to go off the road over a curb and tip partially over. When Bainey tried to recover, the truck turned to the left and traveled across the road down an embankment and collided with a tree. However, police have charged Bainey with failing to notify them of the crash, which was reported by the towing company. Signs are being set up in anticipation of a bridge replacement that will start next month near the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. According to PennDOT, the state-owned bridge spans the west branch of Tuna Creek on Dorothy Lane at Pitt-Bradford and is currently weight limit posted for 27 tons for single vehicle, 32 tons for combination vehicles. It carries an average of almost 1,200 vehicles each day. PennDOT expects work to begin early June with a detour in effect to move traffic around the work zone. The official detour will make use of West Corydon Street, South Avenue, Mechanic Street, and West Washington Street. Overall project work will include replacement of the old bridge, approach paving, guardrail upgrades, pavement markings, and miscellaneous items. The L.C. Whitford Company of Wellsville, New York is the contractor for the $3 million project. PennDOT expects the bridge to be complete and open to traffic in early November. Bicycle racks have been installed in downtown Emporium. According to the Cameron County Chamber of Commerce office, the Chamber and Emporium Borough and Cameron County School District joined forces in the project. Two racks donated for the project needed to be retrofitted for installation, which was completed by some high school students and a teacher. Making the downtown easily accessible to those using the West Creek Rails trails continues to be a focus of the Chamber, according to Executive Director Tina John Solick, who says it's important to invite trail users into the downtown so they can relax on a bench and stroll into restaurants and shops while knowing that their bike is secure. It's hoped that the trail use will pick up this season, which means more customers for locally owned businesses on 4th Street in Emporium. And electrical. This is Black Forest Broadcasting News.